Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know where the time is gone, but I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You could be on the West Coast, you could be on the East Coast, you could be here in the South with me, you could be in the Midwest, you could be in Hawaii. Be in Alaska. I heard the Iditarod just ended. Shout outs to Dallas Seavey. If you know Dallas Seavey, Dallas Seavey taught me how to dog sled. He taught me how to dog sled a bunch of years ago up in Willow, Alaska. I need to go back to Willow. Shout outs to everybody listening in Willow. Anyway, one more hour. Thank you so much to our producer tonight, Carlos Ortiz, for holding it down. Thank you for listening. There is no show without you. And so thank you so much. You can always lock in on your local affiliate. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. You can listen on a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And you can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. Put it on your phone, your tablet, your computer. I know people got the Odyssey app on their TVs. People send me videos of their TVs. They're listening to me on television. I'm like, okay, you can't see me. Not through the app. But good, as long as you listen, that's all that matters. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I'm on social media. If you're at work and you can't call but you want to message me, feel free. I'm at JR Sport Brief. We do have some callers here. I want to get them on the line and talk to them. And then I want to kind of give a recap of everything we discussed so far this evening. From the first two games of the first four, we've talked about Aaron Rodgers. What else is new? And his alleged wish list that he would like the New York Jets to go out and kind of go shopping for. Lamar Jackson, he's also been a topic of conversation. What else is new? He decided to tweet today. It doesn't provide us with too much information. All he said was, I ain't turned down a $200 million guaranteed contract. And then we've seen a lot of faces move on to new places. As the official start, it's a free agency, will get underway Wednesday afternoon. Stephon Gilmore has been traded to the Cowboys. Andy Dalton is now a Panther. Heinicke is now here in Atlanta. I guess he's going to be competing with Ritter. It's a wild time. Wild this out. Let's get some of your calls in, and let's get into some of these other stories. Steph Curry turned 35 on Tuesday. There's just a lot of stuff going on. 855-212-4CBS. Tom is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, JR, love your show. Listen to you and all your sports talk colleagues for a long time, and you guys rock.
Thank you. I just want
to touch one thing on Aaron Rodgers. I do not believe that he is going to retire only because he's not going to want to share the Hall of Fame spotlight with Tom Brady, if he goes in with the same class, and which he will if he retires.
Yeah, No, we've that's been mentioned. We talked about that a few weeks ago. He's really into himself, and yeah, if he wants to delay it or wait a year, then wouldn't shock me at all.
All right, that's all I had, bud. Great listening to you.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate you for calling from Pennsylvania. Yeah, you got right to the point. Then dilly-dally. Let's go to Pennsylvania and talk to Kevin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
Hey, JR, what's going on with you, man?
What's on your mind?
Not much, man. Love your show. Hey, how about them Knicks? They rolling, aren't they?
Yeah, it's nice to see a New York Knicks team that isn't a complete joke, that's actually playing hard. Let's see if, you know, what happens when Brunson comes back, hopefully sooner than later.
Most definitely. Hey, let me ask you, what are the Dolphins doing, man? They can't play Tua. He's been hurt 3 times, concussed. Come on, man. They got to get that guy. Just sit him on the bench, let him play second or third string and get somebody in there that's going to throw the ball.
Well, that you can't necessarily go back on your investment. Tua Tagovailoa, they took him in the draft. They took him before Justin Herbert. They just signed Mike White as a backup. I don't think that's I don't think they gave him what, like $16 million because they were, you know, confident that Tua was just going to be healthy all year. You can't just sit the guy.
Well, I'm not saying stiff the guy. I'm just saying, you know, you got to look out for your health first. Health first, man. You don't want to go out punch drunk and then you can't even put a whole sentence together because you got concussed.
Well, that's for him to decide. If he's not capable of going out there and playing, then they ain't gonna play him. We heard enough from the Dolphins last year. He's fine. He's okay. The NFL actually had to go back and change its concussion protocols because it was apparent he was not fine and okay. If there's one thing we know about the NFL, and we can pretty much also boil this down to the teams, they're going to look out for the players, but they're going to look out for their own ass and their businesses first. And Tua Tagovailoa says, I'm going to play. His parents have said he's going to be back to play. And the Dolphins will continue to protect themselves, not just from, you know, liability, but they're going to protect themselves from a football perspective, which is why they signed Mike White as a backup. I think anybody who thinks Tua is going to play all 17 and Mike White ain't going to throw the ball, I think you're not in reality. Mike White is going to get a chance. It's just a matter of how many chances that he gets. I appreciate you, Kevin.
Hey, thank you, man.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Mike White is going to throw that football, people. He is. You trusting Tua Tagovailoa out there the whole damn time? I don't. It's going to, and it does suck. It's going to take one hit to have him out, and then the conversations that we had last year, they will be had again. And it's certainly not ideal. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Mo. What's up, Mo? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Always appreciate you taking my call. You know, I was listening to, you know, the back and forth about Aaron Rodgers and then this new update about, you know, his request list. And this is just, I feel like he is painting himself into a corner that he had better be able to get himself out of. When I look at the way Brady, who everyone pretty much says is the GOAT, the greatest, and he has so much room to play with when it comes to equity. When he left New England and he went to Tampa, there was no fanfare. He didn't ask for anything. He didn't ask for any apologies. He left, and it was just as many questions about Tampa, maybe even more. He got there and said, I'm going to uplift the program, and I'm going to change things. And then I'll help recruit new people and bring in people that we can win with. And you look at Rodgers is doing the exact opposite. I don't know if I'm going to come. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I'll just kind of hang out here. And then maybe if you do this for me, I'll show up. And then maybe if you do this for me, I'll show up. And what he's doing is he's making the Jets pay all of these people. They weren't paying Mercedes Lewis. That guy is at the end of his career. You're paying all of these people for Aaron Rodgers. And he better get there, and he better win, because that team was only bad at quarterback. If they don't win
and he does all of this, they're going to light him up like a Christmas tree in Manhattan. He's going to get killed by the media there. He has no room for error, and he's created this because he hasn't come in and said, I'm going to come in and I'm going to be humble and make a change and uplift the program.
But Mo.
He's making it about himself.
Mo, but what else is new here? This has been his M.O. for the past several years. There's no surprises.
But the irony that you got Brady, who I don't even like. I'm not even a Brady guy, but we know how great he is. But Brady's got all the equity in the world. And he said, I don't want any equity. I'm going, and I'll make the change. And Rodgers has been
about himself. Messy. Yeah, no, we've heard. He's about himself.
Like, no, and why would he do this to himself?
Well, because he's into himself. It's called being narcissistic, and for whatever reason, this is what he's been over the past few years. He's been about himself. And thank you, Mo, for calling from San Diego. We talked about this earlier on in the show, how you can have Aaron Rodgers, who has taken the approach of, hey, I'm about me. I use the example of Russell Wilson. We talked about him a few weeks ago, how he had his own office in the Broncos practice facility. And it's just like, whoa, who the hell is this? Russell Wilson comes in and he's one of 53 players, but he gets an office? And he is as completely different on opposite ends of the spectrum from Aaron Rodgers as you would think or believe. Russell Wilson was in a prison a couple of days ago with his wife, and they were leading a service or a devotional or something like that. Aaron Rodgers just came from a black hole, literally, or black room. I don't know where the hell he was. They're completely opposite. But there comes a point in time where you got to look at a team sport and say, are you going to be a team player? Are you going to be about yourself first? Rob Gronkowski called it out. We talked about it last night. Rob Gronkowski's sitting around going, why is Aaron Rodgers talking about MVPs when Aaron Rodgers should be talking about championships? Like, what's the goal here? And so it is embarrassing. And the New York Jets, they pretty much got no choice. I don't think Aaron Rodgers cares. I don't. He can go. He can stink. Is he concerned with his legacy? I'm sure he is. But right now, it seems like he's just more concerned with himself. And people kissing his behind. Michael Robinson, he was on NFL Total Access, and he took it a step further. He said, if the New York Jets just do everything that Aaron Rodgers wants and needs, etc., then the Jets will be cooked for the better part of a decade. Listen to Michael Robinson.
The fact that everybody has been saying this Jets team is just a quarterback away, and then when you feel like you've identified the quarterback wants to bring his squad and his guys onto the team as well. To me, I think you're setting a terrible precedent. I think you're giving one man a little bit too much power in an organization, and he's a player for that matter. And then when I just, Mark, and I guess because you're a front office guy here, when did we get into this mold of going all in on one season and not having a responsibility for the growth of the franchise years down the line? I mean, look what's going on with Tampa Bay. They went all in on Tom Brady, and I would say Tom Brady is very different from Aaron Rodgers, okay? He's proven. He's won championships. Like I've said before, Aaron Rodgers has the same amount of Super Bowls as I do, and that's criminal. For him to be that good, it's criminal that he has the same amount of championships I do. And you hear Aaron Rodgers, when he talks about this, he talks about the fact that he hadn't lost it, and I don't believe Aaron Rodgers lost it. I think he still can play the MVP level. But that's not the question. It's championships here. He's 1-4 in divisional championship round. Nine touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That's when I need you to be the best player in the National Football League, and he just hasn't. I think if they bring Aaron Rodgers on, this sets this organization back at least 5 to 6 years.
Okay. I also made a point. I don't know if I go 5 to 6. The Jets have been set back forever. Here's a larger point. The New York Jets in signing Aaron Rodgers or trading for him, acquiring him, him being willing to go there, they would do nothing but be like the Brooklyn Nets. Hey, let's try to hit a grand slam. Let's bring in a star. This man is already sitting around calling shots, and he hasn't even signed with him yet. It's a wild world. I also posed the question last hour, which quarterback situation is more drawn out? Is it Lamar Jackson and what's going on with him? Is it Aaron Rodgers? We don't have clarity really on either. Like, what is Lamar saying no to? What is he willing to accept? He went on Twitter today and was like, nah, I ain't turned down $200 million. And then he's just like, yeah, well, who needs an agent? It's like, well, what do you want? What are you willing to accept? Are we going to have to wait until the middle of July, right before training camp? This much I believe. We'll have a resolution sooner with Aaron Rodgers than we find out anything about Lamar Jackson and what he is willing or not willing to accept from the Ravens. Speaking of him, Dominique Foxworth, he was on HBO's Game Theory, and he talked about Lamar, and he ain't thrilled with the NFL, its teams, its owners, and how he's been treated in this process. Listen to this.
Are the Ravens stupid?
I mean, I like to say no because they gave me a big check at one point in time, so I think they're a smart organization. But the thing that drives me crazy about this Lamar Jackson thing, and it happens every time somebody gets paid, is I'm reminded how much y'all are haters and how much it disgusts me at the core of my being that people are finding ways to argue why somebody who has overcome tremendous odds, and that goes for everyone in the NFL, why they don't deserve a certain amount of money, why they haven't earned a certain amount of money. And it just makes me so angry because that's like the soldiers of capitalism. While he already, and every player, exists in a system that already caps their wages in a monopsony where there's no other way you can take it, and the league is a legal cartel where their wages are controlled or suppressed, and they're just, you have a draft, you push people to different places, and then when a guy finally does everything he's supposed to do and gets to free agency, y'all out here talking about what he deserves and how risky a move it is. Where the hell was y'all when he was giving them MVP seasons on a rookie damn deal? Was y'all mad then? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, we know all of that, though. The system is the system. Unless you're going to push some of these owners out the way, what are you going to do? The NFL is a violent sport. Half the damn players don't even necessarily vote for the new CBA. They don't even get involved with the collective bargaining agreement. You got to blame some of the players, too. They're willing to do this. The NFL is a wild business. They're not moving towards being worth $20 billion for nothing. It's a hard knock life out here for the NFL players. They get paid handsomely. They want to get paid more. They want guaranteed paychecks. It's tough. You don't own anything. And the players collectively, y'all don't fight hard enough. Maybe you can point a finger at the union. Possibly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. We come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to give you some first four results. The phone lines are still open. And I'm going to give you a recap with some of this other basketball that's taking place tonight. And then even LeBron James, he ain't play tonight. But he wasn't wearing that boot. He was taking a couple of free throws. And progress is a slow process. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
It's March, and that can mean only one thing. The madness is here. Not in front of a TV on game day? Listen to every round of NCAA March Madness live from Westwood One, free in the Odyssey app. Catch all the biggest moments of the tournament, no matter where you are. From Cinderella's.
A 15 seed will head to the Elite Eight.
to buzzer beaters.
Atkinson scores! 1.4 seconds left.
To champions.
For the fourth time!
Search for NCAA March Madness right here in the Odyssey app to get started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I would rather have Penn State, Michigan, USC, UCLA win the national championship besides Alabama. But I'm glad Georgia beat the brakes off of them and using their intestines as jump rope for celebration.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
They're rather demented. Rather demented, twisted, cruel. Anyway, on the college side, yeah, the first four has gone down. We got some results here. Congratulations, Texas A&M Corpus Christi. They beat Southeast Missouri State. They beat the Red Hawks 75-71. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to the final call of that game, courtesy of Westwood One and the NCAA Radio Network.
0.5 left. Mashila bends his knees. Perfect. Let's it go. Off the front of the rim. No. Branson from one foul line to the other basket. Well short, and the game is over. A landmark victory for the Islanders. Texas A&M Corpus Christi is a winner in the NCAA tournament for the first time. A&M Corpus Christi puts away Southeast Missouri State 75-71 here in Dayton, and the Islanders advance to play the number one overall seed, Alabama.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere, right? Welcome to the tournament. You get a victory, and now you got to play Alabama. The other first four game, this is now the second game out of four. The other two will take place Wednesday night. Pittsburgh and Mississippi State, they went back and forth. It was like a tennis match. It was like ping pong at the lunchroom table or lunch or something like that. We got the final call for that as well. Westwood One, NCAA Radio Network. Listen to this.
Davis has the ball on his right hip. Davis fires it into the corner. Three-pointer, Shaquille Moore for the win. Tip up try by Jeffries. No! Off the mark. Pittsburgh escapes. 60-59. The madness has arrived.
Yeah, the madness is here. It took a three-pointer at the end of the game. Jamarius Burton, or a jumper, I should say. And now, Pitt, they haven't won a game, and I want to say since about 2014 in the tournament, and they're going to take on Iowa State. And then we have two more games left here. The final two games of the first four take place on Wednesday evening. Fairleigh Dickinson will take on TSU, Texas Southern. The winner of that game will take on Purdue. And then you have Nevada and Arizona State. The winner of that game will take on TCU. And I'm just waiting for the, I don't want to say the real games. I'm just being honest. The first four games are money grabs. It'll throw in teams that are pretty much on the bubble and make people excited before they get their asses whooped. Got to give hope somewhere, right? Shout outs to Texas Southern. All my folks down in Houston. Also, I got to tell you about this. On the NBA side, I need to do this. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. And they always say, the best defense is a good offense. Well, if you're the San Antonio Spurs and you're going absolutely nowhere this season, their offense was the best defense. I'm calling them the damn Defensive Player of the Week. Because the Orlando Magic got smacked tonight, had no resistance against the Spurs. The Spurs beat the Magic 132-114. The San Antonio Spurs had a franchise high 22 three-pointers made. They had a season high 39 assists. Jeremy Sochan had 29 points, and the Magic got their ass whooped. It's a great example of a great offense being the best defense you could have, and taking on the Magic, there is no resistance. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is calling from Miami, the new home of Jalen Ramsey. Ralph, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, JR. It's great to talk to you again all the time, every night. I love your show, as always, like I always say, JR. But I really want to talk tonight about like the situation going on with Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. But for Lamar, a quick question, though. Do you think the Browns did create like a pyramid around him? They're saying they pay their quarterback high so the rest of the division could try to match. Either they match them or they let their quarterback go so they could be the most relevant team in the NFL.
I think it's as simple as the Cleveland Browns were almost just as desperate to land a franchise quarterback as the New York Jets are as desperate to land an Aaron Rodgers now. I think that's why they paid him. They were desperate.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, did he ever win an award for doing anything for the public or the community, something like a Payton, like a Walter Payton Award? Because I feel like you said, he's too all about himself. Because like you said, everything doesn't require online chatting, videos, like media, in order for you to make a decision. You could just make a decision and let us know how this year is going to be, where you're going to be placed. And everybody's going to be okay with the offseason going on. But it's just like you're dragging the situation on for too long. So you can make everybody happy, but you don't understand how you're making everybody frustrated.
Well,
and the thing that I hated about him saying too,
I think he is. Oh, hold on, I think he's dragging everything along because he's into himself. And no, I don't believe, and I could be wrong, but I don't believe I am. I'm almost certain he hasn't won a Walter Payton Man of the Year award. But I do want to say this: winning an award doesn't mean that it's recognition. There are plenty of athletes, professional athletes, who do amazing things at home, in communities, in cities that they live in and or work in or play in, and it's not publicized all over the place. So I understand your point on Aaron Rodgers, but I don't want to put that on him that he's not charitable when you don't have to publicize it. He loves to talk about himself. That is true. He's a pain in the ass in that regard, but I don't want to deride him for that.
One thing too, Jared, the other day he said something when he did say, oh, everybody's saying he's a problem, he's this and that, he's that. So if you know all of this, why don't you try to change? So why are you keep
care.
Doing the same thing over again?
Why does he need to? He doesn't care. Like, what are the ramifications? Is he going to lose his money tomorrow? Is he going to get slung shot off of planet Earth? He don't care.
True.
You know, but here's the thing. He does care, but he doesn't. He's not losing. He is a narcissist. That's it. So he probably has. Well, thank you, Ralph. Hey, Carlos, do you remember when Alex Rodriguez went into Central Park and went sunbathing on that rock?
I actually do not remember that.
You don't remember Alex Rodriguez walking shirtless through Central Park?
No, I'm not a big Yankee fan, though, so I don't know if that's a Yankee thing that picked up here.
I don't think it's a Yankee thing. He had a whole photo shoot.
I got to Google this now.
Did you never saw the photo shoot of Alex Rodriguez, like, staring in the – he's, like, in a dirty room, and he's staring in the mirror off a mattress?
That I did see, yes. I did see that photo shoot, but I don't remember the Central Park stuff. I'm about to look that up right now.
It's a big deal. Hey, Marco, you remember A-Rod on that rock, right?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately.
Yeah. He's like two peas in a pod. The only thing missing from Aaron Rodgers is, well, I don't think he's going to go sunbathing on a rock. He disappeared into a hole.
Mm.
But, nah, we got plenty of athletes that are just me. Didn't Steve Phillips, he retracted that statement, right? He said it was not true, referring to Alex Rodriguez as what do you call him? Plus one? What do you say about him?
Oh, I forget the exact quote. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, where he was 25 or 24 plus one because of 25 guys on the roster and he wanted everything different than everybody else.
I need an A-Rod tent for A-Rod merchandise.
Yeah.
And I need a private room and
Which is why the Mets supposedly did not make the bid for A-Rod when he was a free agent. Right.
Yeah, because Ray Ordonez was so amazing at the time.
Well, and the Mets were so willing to spend $230 million back then, right?
Right, right. Well, mm-hmm. What are the Wilpons doing? They building anything new?
I'm going to assume no. They're probably fighting over somebody with the SNY network and trying to get a couple of nickels out of that.
Oh, yeah. What else is new? The Wilpons are looking for money and not spending it. Thank God they got Steve Cohen. But we got so many athletes that are just me first. Think about some of the legends and the best of the best of the best. You ain't hear this crap about Tom Brady. You know, we can look at Michael Jordan and people looked at him as just a tyrant. But the man balled out. I didn't hear any crap like this where I need this and I need this and I need this and I need this guy. And if I go this, I need this. You can go ahead and slot Aaron Rodgers in with the rest of the folks, man. It's the world that we live in right now.
I would say one thing, sorry, Jay. The one thing about Aaron Rodgers that rubs me the wrong way, because I think some of the guys are like this. We just don't necessarily hear it. You know, some of the back channel stuff with Tom Brady, he's great at showing you what he wants you to see. And that's part of what this game is, and you have to do that to try to avoid some of the nonsense. But the thing that makes me nuts about Rodgers is, if you're going to be me, and you're going to be everybody look at me, that's great. But then don't complain. Because I almost feel like he's like, everybody look at me, and then as soon as we look at you, what are you looking at? What do you want? You either want the attention or you don't. And I feel like every time he wants the attention, as soon as anybody says anything even remotely negative or they talk about him, oh, look, see, everybody's talking about me. And everybody, you know, they want to see what they want to see. And it's like, what the hell do you want? You know, look at me, but don't look at me.
No, narcissist. Yo, I am not a doctor. I ain't no doctor. By no stretch of the imagination. If you think about a lot of the things that he has said, that he has done, like, there's something there where he wants and needs the attention. Unfortunately, we've heard about his family stuff and not dealing with them and his relationships being public. And his behavior just screams, look at me. And I don't think, maybe he doesn't realize it. Maybe he doesn't care. Going into a black hole, I don't know. But there's a little sun off where you need this much attention. And for your point, hey, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Well, I don't care what people think. Well, you do. If you got to sit around every week and tell people what you think, and then you don't want to hear the detractors, you do care. You can't sit around saying, I don't care what people think. What the hell you responded to it for? I don't know. It seems common sense to me, but the New York Jets want the guy. I guess he can still throw a football real good. It's crazy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk to you. Talk to Carlos. He's going to look up A-Rod on the Rock before we roll out.
I did, and I wish I could unsee it.
We'll talk about it on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Damn, it's been a busy day. And then the official start to free agency is tomorrow. And then Aaron Rodgers talks to Pat McAfee at 1 o'clock. And then after that, we get a slew of free agent signings. And then after that, we got Thursday and Friday basketball on all day with college hoops. And then the WBC is going on. I don't know what's going on, man. Sorry. I don't. I saw the New York Mets. Quintana's going to miss half the year? I mean, already? Come on. What do I know? I don't throw a baseball for a living. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alaska and let's talk to Nate. Nate, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
How you doing, JR?
I feel terrific. What's up?
Oh, you know, just making the rounds in the DoorDash.
Okay. You making money tonight? You getting some good tips?
Yeah, I actually just finished up. So I'm about to get me, some beer. So.
Oh, okay. Well, do it safely, okay? Do it safe.
Well, of course. I mean, we'll be going home after this. I actually just wanted to call you because when I was inside one of the stores, my girlfriend said that you had mentioned about the Iditarod.
Yeah. Do you know Dallas Seavey?
I've never met the person, but I do know the musher, yes.
Yeah, he taught me how to dog sled up in his house in Willow.
Yeah, I actually, you know what, the funny thing is, because my girlfriend also mentioned that he said something about Willow, I actually had a cabin out in Willow, so I know exactly where you're talking about. I grew like my, childhood cabin with my parents.
Oh, wow. Well, you going to offer me a free vacation, Nate? What's going on?
Well, they sold the land, otherwise you could, yes.
Oh, well, damn. Who's that? Is that your girlfriend in the back?
A new house.
Is your girlfriend in the car?
Yes, she is.
I heard her chuckle. How is she?
She's doing well. You want to say hello to her real quick? You want to say hi to
her? Yeah, let me talk to her real quick. Hey, how are you?
You want to talk to her real quick?
Yes, please.
All right, give me 1 second.
Okay, cool. I like this. Show's for everybody.
Calling me out, JR.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a good Tuesday.
That's good. That's good. So you listen to the show as well while he's delivering? That's so cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like our date night time. It's a good side hustle. So yeah, we just like sit and chat, and we listen to you every single night. I think I kind of make him because I love sports. He loves sports. So
better than
music.
Thank you all so much. Hey, what time is the sun coming up tomorrow? Is it going to come up at like 10 a.m., right?
It's 8:30, actually, because we had that spring forward. It's now staying lighter later. So it comes up about 8:30 and is going down about 7:45.
Wow.
It depends what you consider dark. We're so used to the, super dark in the winter. So anytime it's kind of dusky, we're like, it's light outside.
So when does it take place where it's just bright all day?
Oh, that's going to be coming up, like, end of March. My birthday is end of April, and about
Wait. You're going to go from 1 month where it's just, like, almost dark half the day, and then you're going to get a month later, and it's going to be sunshine and all damn day in a month's time?
Yeah. Really messes up the sleep schedule.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'd be tripping up there. Damn.
We have ways of adapting. Insomnia is kind of a thing in the summertime. There's a joke with Alaskans where you can just stay out all night and you'll wake up and you'll be like, what time is it?
This sounds like reverse Vegas where they want me to be inside. They don't want me to know what time of day it is. And y'all just got sunlight and dark. Y'all have a good time. Y'all make some money, and one day call me with a DoorDash code, okay? I need to order food, all right?
All right. Well, real quick, just so your listeners know, Ryan Reddington, he arrived at 12:25 last night. He's the winner of our Iditarod.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody's kid. I was like, who arrived? Okay. Congratulations
to him.
Winner
of the Iditarod.
No babies, JR.
Yeah, I was like, so-and-so arrived at 12:25. I was like, y'all had a baby, too? Y'all are special. Right.
I would not be that, extroverted, I guess, on the phone. That's a private situation.
That's not perverted. I just try to figure out where the baby is. Y'all rotting around door dashing. Hey, I appreciate y'all, okay? Y'all call me anytime.
You too. Have a good one, JR.
Have an amazing night, guys. That's cool. Hey, Carlos, wouldn't it be cool if they just gave us, like, a DoorDash code that we could use?
Yeah, you know what? Even if it's just for us, if they want to give it to the listeners, cool. But hook us up with some food because I'm pretty hungry, JR.
I'm not mad. Well, you can go to Central Park and see A-Rod. I'm sorry?
I said I want to eat, not lose my appetite.
Oh, so you said you saw the photo of him on the rock.
Right. So the one by himself where he's like just sitting in his glory looking up at the sun, that one's not that bad. But there's another one that I don't know if this is Photoshopped or not. But it's him sitting on a bench, and there's like some dude that has his hands on his chest. I'm 90% sure that's Photoshop, but I'm still disturbed.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And that is a very Alex Rodriguez thing to do. I'm going to go to Central Park. which happens to be one of the most populated places in New York City. I'm going to walk around and I'm going to have a photo shoot just with my shirt off. Just kind of casual stroll. Like, what are you doing? I guess it's just walk through Times Square next time, Alex Rodriguez. And so you want to talk about somebody who's real into himself? That's Alex Rodriguez. Wait until Aaron Rodgers, if he goes to New York, wait until he takes a walk to the Village or through the Village. And this might all be for naught because it may not happen. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Thank you, JR. Thank you, Marco. Thank you, Carlos. Listen, all these quarterbacks, these 30-year-old quarterbacks, they go to a fitted suit team. Brady did it. Stafford did it. And now Rodgers wants to do it. I really don't want him in my division. Trust me. I have enough problems with this raging bull in Buffalo. But I'm going to say, if the money's there, he is either going, and if the money's not there, he's retiring.
Okay. Paul, thank you. I don't think there's a concern of Aaron Rodgers and money. I don't think that's the case. Well, look, we don't got but too much longer to figure it out. Aaron Rodgers is going to say something, he'll say nothing tomorrow on Pat McAfee. I'm more interested to see who else moves around in free agency. I'm waiting for more basketball tomorrow night. I'm waiting on the NBA season to get over with so we can get some legitimate playoff games. I'm waiting to see if LeBron comes back. He was on the court today prior to their game against the Pelicans. He was not wearing a boot. He was shooting free throws. He also posted a little cartoon of himself earlier today like he was in recovery mode. And so there's a lot that I'm looking forward to. I wish I could hit the fast forward button, get into the tournament, go through free agency, see what happens with Lamar, see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. This is and then baseball starting too. Like, given another 2 weeks, I think we gotta wait until baseball gets underway. Let's get this WBC over with. Carlos, I still can't believe it. Puerto Rico, a no-hitter against Israel? That's supposed to be a big deal?
So it was a perfect game, but it was 8 innings because Puerto Rico hit the mercy rule on Israel by scoring 10 runs in the, the bottom of the eighth. So they just called the game and said, you know, we're good.
The WBC is so off to the side from MLB. We can't have the games going forever. So the WBC has a mercy rule.
Yes, it goes in correspondence to innings and the deficit of the score. But because it was 10 runs in the eighth, they said, nah, we're good. Just
okay.
Call it.
Yeah, you got to protect the players. MLB season is more important than that WBC stuff. Hey, Carlos, thank you for doing an amazing job the past two nights, man. I really appreciate you.
My pleasure, JR. And don't forget, we're getting locked in tomorrow, Puerto Rico versus DR for the World Baseball Classic. 7 o'clock. I'm going to watch it.
That'll
Go Puerto
be,
Rico. That'll
be a fun watch. I may tune in on that one. Should be a lot of fun. Anyway, you've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Keep in mind, every single Wednesday night, I bring you a new top six list. Tomorrow will be no different. It's what I do. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me at JR Sport Brief. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Why? Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. She's awesome. Thank you so much, Carlos.